Welcome back to Zip TV Finance with probably somebody who's my favourite guest who comes in through into the studio here, Ben Harrington, who's a business journalist and the editor at the Beaterville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks, Zach.
I scoured the Sunday Times yesterday. Once again, I didn't see your name.
I wasn't in the office this week.
Okay, all right. That's probably what. See, but I still checked, you know, because I'm a fan and everything. So, what were your writings? What were your thoughts? Or have there not been any?
Well, I also looked at the Sunday newspapers, obviously, because I'm always interested to see whether they break any deal stories over the weekend. And the Sunday Times business section and the Sunday Telegraph business section, and the Mail on Sunday's business section as well, actually, were all lacking in breaking M&A's scoops. But that is the way it goes in Sunday journalism, I'm afraid, sometimes. So there are weeks when they get plethora of stories, great scoops around M&A, and then there are other weeks when they're focused on other matters, and obviously they're all following what was going on in the markets, especially the bond markets late last week, following Donald Trump's win.
You were going to say surprise win, weren't you?
I was, but obviously it wasn't a surprise for you, was it?
Well, and these things never are. I mean, you know, if you're a technical analyst, you can read the future and everything. But, no, I mean, I think the media, it was interesting that the media flipped from, he's no chance of winning, he can't win. And then afterwards, it's like, we could see from the whole demographics he was going to win. So there was a bit of a vault farce there, but that's fine. I mean, there's no problem with that.
There was one piece that caught my eye, which was Ben Marlowe's column in the Sunday Telegraph's business section. And he wrote a piece, this wasn't a breaking, hard news story on the front page. He wrote a piece in a column inside the section about how he thought, he was suggesting that Anheuser-Busch InBev wants its fully integrated SAB Miller, which it bought this year for £75 billion, will then go for a merger with Coca-Cola.
Wow, that's a big story.
So that would be a sort of a mega deal, wouldn't it? So
yeah. And do you think, I mean, with the Trump, I mean, in the current, well, the new environment with Trump, is this going to be, presumably this will be better for M&A? Because you've got the deregulation, you've got the shaking things up. That makes it, that should be good. It should be the Wild West again in terms of M&A going on.
Well, this morning we had three deals announced, actually. One was Siemens buying a US industrial software company called Mentor Graphics for $4.5 billion. The other one was Samsung paying $8 billion for a US auto parts supplier called Harman International Industries. And the other one was Greencore, the food supplier, buying a US-based company called Peacock Foods for almost £600 million. Peacock Food specializes in frozen sandwiches. So I don't know if you see within those three deals, you could probably spot that the targets are all US companies, but the acquirers are all from outside of the US.
So there could be a situation where people are finding US assets more attractive. And
well, I can't help wonder whether obviously these deals have been cooking for a few weeks now, but once they saw the Trump victory, they decided to try to get these deals over the line before Trump potentially starts introducing policies that could be protectionist. I know you were talking just before I mentioned these deals about, well, you thought it would be good for M&A because there'd be more deregulation.
Yeah, because these days, as soon as there's a deal mooted, 50 regulators come in, the EU comes in, so somebody else.
I don't know. That's just me speculating or positing the question. To be honest, I don't know. I just think it's quite an interesting. It's quite funny that the week following Trump's win, you've got three substantial takeover deals of US companies by companies outside of the US.
Right. I mean, I think the other final thing, which I don't know.
Three is a is it makes a journalistic trend.
Whether you can comment on possible lowering of corporation tax in the US, because it was mooted by some that Trump would reduce tax by 20%, so am I going to 15% or something, you know, really, really low, which would change the whole, obviously, the tax inversion thing. It would change, you know, maybe Apple starts, you know, not being...
I think that's been speculated already in the newspapers, hasn't it?
Yes. So that could change the whole M&A scene a lot as well.
I don't really want to comment on Trump policy moves, to be honest, because it's finger-in-the-air stuff at the moment.
Even for him?
Possibly even for him, yeah. So what I will talk a bit about towards now that we're at the sort of back end of the show, aren't we? I've got a couple of minutes left, I believe. So we're at the sort of point in the show where I'm just going to talk a bit about the market speculation out there around a couple of existing situations that I've talked a bit about on Tip TV already. One is Twitter. That auction is still going on, I'm told. And we are expecting, or Twitter's bankers are expecting revised offers this week in the sort of with a view to trying to get Disney or the other sort of parties that are interested up into the sort of mid 20s level because previous offers have come in the low 20s, which is quite tricky for Twitter's board to recommend. So viewers should keep an eye on Twitter. Just need to make clear though, you know, that is not investment advice. I'm just reporting the speculation that's out there, and it very much is speculation at the moment. It's not a stood-up story as if I would write it in a newspaper on the front page or as a hard news story on Beaterville. Yeah. I'm just reporting the speculation that could be helpful to your viewers. Yeah. And I want to make that clear to your viewers as well. Because I get a lot of trolls on Twitter coming every time I mention something at the end of a Tip TV show.
Not me.
And it doesn't happen the next day. They start sort of hurling bricks at me. So I do need to make that clear that it isn't investment advice, and this is just the speculation in the market at the moment, which could eventually get confirmed as possible, but it may not as well.
All right.
So that's worthwhile keeping an eye on Twitter. And again, on the same theme, market speculation, not investment advice, but there is still more talk around Michael Kors, the fashion brand. Late last week, Street.com were reporting some takeover interest from LVMH. My understanding is that the interest has always been from Philip Van Heusen or PVH. I think I mentioned that on the show a couple of weeks ago. Don't know anything to do with LVMH. Who knows, that situation seems to be bubbling along. Again, late last week, I did talk about Michael Kors on this show making a formal announcement, although I didn't say it was with respect to a bid. I just said they were supposed to be making a formal announcement. It turned out they were planning to make an announcement about their figures. And then the Street.com article came after that announcement, of which I knew nothing about. But just one to keep on the radar, that's for sure, Michael Kors.
Excellent. Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Beaterville website, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after the break.